Mario Ritter.
Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm Katie Weaver. Today on the show, we tell about a museum in Washington, D.C. that has opened its whole collection to anyone interested. And you don't have to travel to the city to examine the art. All you have to do is visit your computer. But first, we hear about a hugely popular movie in the United States right now. American Sniper has sold about $130 million worth of tickets. It has also caused some debate on social media. Jonathan Evans has our story.
The Oscar-nominated film American Sniper is based on the true story of American Chris Kyle. He formerly served as a member of the U.S. Navy's Sea, Air, and Land teams, also known as SEALs. Chris Kyle served four times in Iraq as a sniper. He saved the lives of countless American soldiers and became famous and infamous for his expert marksmanship, his skill in shooting a gun at a target. The film American Sniper explores the effects of war on the human spirit.
Would you be surprised if I told you that the Navy has credited you with over 160 kills?
Mm.
Do you ever think that you might have seen things or done some things over there that you wish you hadn't?
Oh, that's not me, no.
Sniper Chris Kyle, played by Bradley Cooper, is unapologetic about killing the enemy.
The thing that haunts me are all the guys that I couldn't save.
American Sniper is not about American bravery in war. It is a story about the emotional damage war can cause, even on the most efficient and effective of soldiers. Chris Kyle is a husband and father. The more time he spends in battle, the less able he is to communicate to his wife and friends what he experiences there. That vicious circle draws him back to the battlefield. Ryan Gallucci is deputy director of the group Veterans of Foreign Wars of the United States. He says the movie is about one of the most common emotional traumas that soldiers experience.
Also, you just came back from a very profound experience that's difficult to contextualize for the average civilian. And so that's why I think films like this are important in trying to contextualize that experience and some of the emotions that come with going to war and then coming home.
Actor Bradley Cooper stars as Chris Kyle, who slowly loses himself emotionally and mentally and quietly struggles to rebuild his life. His performance earned him an Oscar nomination for Best Actor. He says the movie is neutral on the subject of war.
This movie is not a movie about a pro-war, anti-war movie, or even a war film in that matter. It's a movie about one character's struggle to juggle a family life and a work life, and the work life happens to be one where it demands giving one's life for one's country.
Not everyone agrees with that opinion, however. Recent discussions between celebrities on Twitter became a little heated over the message of American Sniper. American filmmaker Michael Moore tweeted that he had been raised to believe snipers were cowards. His uncle had been killed by a Japanese sniper during World War II. Country singers Blake Shelton and Charlie Daniels took issue with Moore's comments. Shelton tweeted, sickens me to see celebrities or anybody slam the very people who protect their right to talk. Chris Kyle was murdered in February 2013. His attacker was another war veteran who suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder. Taya Kyle, his wife, says the film helped her.
I had a little bit of peace before I went into the movie, but coming out, I didn't realize what a weight I maybe was still carrying. And it was lifted because they nailed it. You know, they really got Chris with just who he is. You know, all the good, the bad, everything. It's just sort of out there for the world to see, and I think that's what makes it beautiful.
American Sniper has also received an Oscar nomination for Best Picture for its depiction of the contrast of humanity at war and humanity at peacetime. I'm Jonathan Evans.
You have eyes on this? Can you confirm?
Negative. Your call.
They fry you if you're wrong.
Have you seen American Sniper? Are movies about war and soldiers popular where you live? Let us know. Post your comment on our website, learningenglish.voanews.com, or send an email to learningenglish@voanews.com. Words in this story: infamous, adjective, well known for being bad, known for evil acts or crimes. Marksmanship, noun, skill in shooting guns. Trauma, noun, a very difficult or unpleasant experience that causes someone to have mental or emotional problems, usually for a long time. Juggle, verb, to do several things at the same time. Depiction, noun, to describe someone or something using words, a story, etc. Contrast, noun, to compare two people or things to show how they are different. Now everyone can view one of the world's most important collections of Asian and American art. The Arthur M. Sackler and Freer Galleries of Art in Washington, D.C. have put their entire collection on the Internet. The Freer and Sackler Galleries worked for over 15 years to photograph and make digital copies of more than 40,000 objects. The images are now released online. They include Chinese and Islamic art, as well as works from Persia, Egypt, and parts of Asia. The online collection even includes works of art by American artist James McNeil Whistler. Jan Stewart is a curator of Chinese art at the Freer and Sackler Galleries. She praises the project to digitize the collection.
It's starting something that's going to accelerate research, as well as just please everybody who loves beauty, who's interested in history, who's interested in civilization.
Courtney O'Callaghan is the chief digital officer at the Freer and Sackler Galleries. She says the online objects have deep cultural and historical meaning. She says the museum wanted to be sure that anyone who wanted to see the works could.
We're hoping that small children, kids doing homework assignments, scholars who are unable to come to the Smithsonian, artists who are looking for inspiration, these are all our target audiences.
Courtney O'Callaghan notes another important result of digitizing the collection: protecting the invaluable treasures.
It allowed us to gather these beautiful high-resolution images of objects so that we don't have to bring them out again. We don't have to touch them.
Online visitors sometimes see more details in an image than they can when they look at a piece in the museum. For example, many museum visitors struggle to examine the artwork in the famed Whistler Peacock Room because the light is kept low there. The low light helps protect the exhibit. But in a digital panoramic view, online visitors can see the room in brighter light. They can closely look at the 250 ceramic objects Charles Lang Freer collected on his travels to Egypt, Iran, Japan, China, and Korea. The museum also provides images of objects from every angle. Ms. O'Callaghan says the three-dimensional, or 3D view, has helped researchers. They can learn more about some ancient art by looking at it online than by studying the real piece. She says an important Chinese sculpture called Cosmic Buddha is a good example.
Here's an amazing sculpture that has very detailed relief pattern on it that is very hard to see with the naked eye. And with using 3D, not only are people able to see all around this object, but they're able to change the lighting and change the color, and has really helped scholars better understand the stories on it.
Ms. O'Callaghan believes more museums will start making art available online. She says the Freer and Sackler galleries plan to digitize every work of art they add to the collection in the coming years. I'm Katie Weaver. Words in this story: view, noun, the things that can be seen from a particular place. Digital, adjective, using or characterized by computer technology. Panoramic, adjective, a full and wide view of something. Sculpture, noun, a piece of art that is made by carving or molding clay, stone, or metal. Cosmic, adjective, of or relating to the universe or outer space. I'm Katie Weaver. If you have a question about American life, people, or places, send an email to learningenglish@voanews.com. You can also visit our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. And please join us again next week for another American Mosaic from VOA Learning English.